and paper. In this tower built with the silence of women, I have been given back my voice. The room is still a cell, in a way. The walls are still black stone, and my window is still barred. But when the door of old blackened wood is closed, I cannot be seen. There is a bed, a place to wash myself, and a small wooden desk with ink and paper and pen. They will not know what they have given me. Winnowy agents are expected to write reports on their missions, and this is what the desk and its contents are for. But in it, I see an extraordinary thing. The curse of the Winnowy is silence and forgetfulness. So many women have entered these black towers, passing out of their lives and out of Sarn into nothingness. Their lives end here, unremarked, and they are buried deep in the cold sand. Of them and their lives, their stories, nothing is known. I have lived in that, have felt the slow creeping terror that I am forgotten by the world, have watched women with pasts as colorful and as unique as tapestries turn to slow and silent stone as their humanity was leached from them.